Hey, welcome to Home Health Revealed. This is actually a crossover episode from our Coding Corner training. So imagine having the ability to navigate this world of medical coding with some confidence and precision, because that is exactly what Coding Corner offers. It is our expert-led training program that is designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills that you need to excel in clinical coding. So if you are a leader within your home health agency, this is something that you could share with your team that's going to give them tips for covering the latest coding guidelines and best practices. It's going to have short little lessons with some real world case studies or applications. And then of course it's flexible to fit your schedule, access them anytime. To find these and to be a part of this community, go to healthrevpartners.com/coding-an-oasis-training. If you're on the homepage at healthrevpartners.com, it's under resources, a tab called Oasis Training. Click there and you can subscribe and get all of those updates. If you want to level up and invest in your team's coding proficiency in a way that is very, very unique, very specific, and can really have a transformative impact on your organization, that is where the Precepting Partnership comes in. That is going to elevate your team's coding expertise with either an 8 or a 6 week program for newly hired or experienced clinicians. Certified RNs from the HealthRev team are going to guide the program. They offer OASIS documentation review and correction sessions to clinicians to ensure the accuracy and compliancy of documentation. This is going to enhance your clinicians' performance and make them the very, very best at documentation. So, Coding Corner episode is what you're about to hear. Let's dive in. Today we are breaking down the GG response items and ANA, or activity not attempted responses. But hold up, let's be real. If you are not subscribed yet, what are you doing? Okay, hold on. That was a little harsh. Take it back. Okay, go ahead, hit that button now and make sure you never miss these strategies that will keep your agency ahead of the curve. Let's get back to GG items. Here we go.
Can you tell me more about the GG items and the discharge function score?
It is very important to understand that the GG items and the discharge function scoring must be accurately calculated, as this will have a significant impact on value-based purchasing. Agencies will be incentivized through value-based purchasing for the reimbursement of each patient. Reimbursement will be affected by a 5% increase or decrease in payment. Some goals of value-based purchasing are reducing hospitalization and the use of emergency department, reduce spending, increase patient mobility, offer a more positive experience with home health. To propel this initiative forward, the old measures of outcomes will be replaced with a new discharge function score. This score will be between 10 and 60. Previously, these outcomes were based on the M1800s, which are ADLs, M1400 dyspnea, M2020 oral med management, and M2420 discharge disposition. The score will now be based on M1400 dyspnea, M2020 oral med management, and the GG items, which include the mobility items. This includes rolling, lying, transfer ability, and ambulation. It also includes the functional GG items, which are eating, oral hygiene, and toileting hygiene. Keep in mind, dressing and grooming are no longer included.
Steph, can you tell us more about the scoring of the GG items?
Like Tina said, the score will now be a sum between 10 and 60. The sum will be derived from the GG item. Let's review the GG items one by one. The GG item responses are as follows. Number 6 means the patient is independent and they do not need any assistance at all. 0-5 means the patient needs setup or cleanup assistance, but they don't need help during the task. Number 4, supervision or touching assistance. The patient may need verbal cueing, touching or steadying assistance, or supervision. Help may be throughout or intermittent. 0-3, partial moderate assistance. The helper completes less than 50% of the effort. And 02 is substantial maximum assistance, where the helper completes more than 50% of the effort. And a score of 01 dependent is when two or more helpers are needed. So if a patient requires two people to get up from a chair and transfer, you will score them as 0-1, dependent. The other components of the GG scoring are these ANA items, or activities not attempted.
The thing to keep in mind with these, Hannah, if they are used in the calculation, CMS will change guest estimate. So it really gives CMS the control if you use one of these ANA scores. So you need to keep that in mind, and you need to do your very due diligence to score 1 through 6 instead of the ANA scores. Now, with that being said, occasionally you are going to have to use one of these scores just because it's the most appropriate response. So I'm going to go over each of those now. 07 is patient refused, and this should be very rarely used. If you do need to use it, make sure that you add additional documentation to that nursing narrative somewhere in the chart to say why that patient refused. 09 is not applicable, and this is no attempt during or prior to the assessment. 10 is not attempted due to environmental limitations. Examples are lack of equipment or weather constraints. And 88 is not attempted due to medical condition or safety concerns. Current status, this should be improved at discharge. We recently went to a conference this past summer, and we learned a jingle for 09 and 88. So the thing to remember with those is 09 is baseline. So that's the patients every day. That's how they are. And then 88 is current state. So that is due to that current medical condition. So hopefully those will help you when scoring or when choosing between those two items.
Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you can make sure you never miss out on this episode and the other episodes that give you strategies that will keep your agency ahead of the curve.